Hello, this is Sarah.
Hey Sarah, Patrick Anderson speaking from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
How are you? I'm well.
I'm sorry, you called me at the time I was at lunch. I'm so sorry, I missed your call. Are you at work?
Yes, I am. But it's okay.
Is it okay? Yeah, you can speak. We just only need a couple of minutes of yours. As you know, like Elijah also was the first one who were in coordination with you, but I got promoted and then they have assigned me this project. So I was looking forward to this project and I'm hoping to have a good relationship with you. I have gone through with your project. It's going amazing. Everything is on line. And I have already shared the book cover with you and you have already reviewed it and I have seen your comment to write. You have comment over there. So my question is to you, if you remember that you have comment like you were asking something about the illustrator credit, something, right?
Yes.
So basically to whom you want to give credit to the illustration. Do you want us to write the name of someone or tell me what you're looking for?
I'm just looking for a name of the person who worked on the illustration.
Oh, so okay. So basically you're looking for the name of the person who worked on this specific book cover, right? So basically what we do, we usually never write down the name of any publisher any illustrator. But if you really want us to mention the name of some illustrator who worked on this specific project, so yeah, we can. I can write it down in my notes so I can mention their name. Name over there.
That would be good. Thank you.
Yeah, or usually we give other option to even to the author. For example, there are some of the author who come up and they said please write our name. So we do provide the service too, but it depends on the author. For example, you have just told me that you want the name of that person who specifically worked on your book cover. So yeah, I can do this for you and I can mention the name of that person. So then I can send you the revise of book cover, or is it okay for you because you have already seen it, I will just only mention the name of the person or you are
no I would like to see it after you add the illustrator's name.
Sure.
I would like to see it again.
Sure, no
worries. Sorry, my dog is barking. One moment.
Sure, take your time.
Hey, go in there. I'm sorry, I have a very loud dog.
no worries. So you're working at home, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's quite easy sometimes because after COVID, things become so easy that we got option to work from home.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to do that. So.
Yeah, so by the way, I have gone through to your book. I was reading to your manuscript and everything is regarding the children's book. The book is all about it's kind of a children's book, and even your targeted audience is the children. Usually your age limit around 8 or 10 year old children.
I think so, or younger, or I want also
so
to market to.
When I go through the title of the book, The Walking Stick and the Dragonfly, An Unlikely Friendship.
Yeah.
So I was just had one question in my mind, which thing comes in your mind to write about this? Because I have seen that you are you a poet too?
I am, yes.
That sounds amazing.
I have several. So I'm trying to put together a compilation and perhaps publish my poetry at some point as well.
And that's amazing. That sounds amazing. So did you only write it in this book, or you have many other books that you...
So I have also, as my dog is the inspiration, I have three books that are about her.
Oh, what's
the
name?
I'm working on... My dog's name is Maisie. So I'm working on three books that are a collection of stories about her.
That's nice. That's nice. So you do get time to manage everything because, you know, like giving a proper time and everything and quite with the job is quite something. It's hectic because writing is quite a different like segment, and doing a job is a different segment. Because I understand is you're a particular interest over there, so obviously you give priority to this work too. And I have seen the amazing the verses and the poetry because I have gone through with this. It's like quite amazing. So when did you write this?
I wrote the book last year. Yes, it was 2022.
Until then, you got no plan to publish it, or and when do you got hit that you are about to like you really want to publish this book? Or just
I
ask
always
journal?
wanted to publish, yes, I always wanted to publish a book or more than one book. And I actually had worked on my books with my dog as the muse prior to that. She, you know, that was before. This book, The Walking Stick and the Dragonfly, it was a very quick write. It was almost like my poetry, which comes to me very quickly. And then I might go back and make some edits, you know, over time. So that's how this book came to be, the one that I'm publishing with you now. It was just a very quick idea that popped into my head, and I started writing quickly, and it all came together. So.
Amazing, amazing. But I have one question for you, like regarding your book. I have gone through with this general information. It's just like the book is a story about two characters who meet unexpectedly, learn about the difference, and help each other from a friendship. So who are those two characters?
What I don't understand what you mean. It's a walking stick and it's a dragonfly. What is
So
your question?
these are the two characters in your book?
Yes.
Oh, because I have gone through the journal information. I have seen you have mentioned over there that my book is a story about two characters who meet unexpectedly. So I wonder, like, when did they meet unexpectedly? And
Oh, there was an accident. So I'm not sure why we're talking about this. There was an accident. The walking stick fell on a tree branch into the river, and then the dragonfly appeared and offered her help to take him
That's
back
amazing.
home to safety.
That's amazing. That sounds amazing. And I wish you good luck that you may get success with
Thank
every
you.
book, whatever you are writing. So, with
Thank
regarding
you.
the update of your project, as I have already mentioned, so I have mentioned one point for this that you need a name of illustrator and then you need to see a proper book cover, right?
Correct, yes.
Great. So what I can do, I can do one thing, like right after your call, I'm going to send an email to the team, and then they will do one thing that they will put the name of the illustrator, and then I'm going to share the mock-up with you again, and you just do one thing, just give me a go-ahead over there so we can proceed it further. Great.
Certainly. Thank you.
Okay, so do you have any concern or any question with respect to your project?
No, I'm anxious. I'm looking forward to seeing the first draft of the
Yes,
illustrations
actually,
that are
you
going to cover the book, so.
Yes, sir. The team is in working. Actually, you know what? A few days back, we have one illustrator. We have a team of illustrator, but currently the person who is specifically working on your illustration, he was quite sick and he got admitted to the hospital. But yeah, he's completely fine and now he got on board.
Oh,
So
I'm
he's
glad.
resumed the working. Yeah, he's resumed the working. And so what we can do, like I'm gonna share the two, three, or four drafts with you, so it will be easy for you to review it and just give me that go ahead over there, and whether if you need any changes or something, so you can share it on the email.
That
Right.
sounds good, Patrick.
So
Thank you.
yeah, and what I can do best for you, I'm gonna talk to the illustrator. I'm gonna take an update from you, and then right after your call, will update you everything on the email.
Thank you.
Great. So anything else you are looking forward to ask, so I'm here to support you whenever you need me. You can call me up. This is my number. And I can also share my personal number with you, so it will be easy for you to connect with me directly. Because sometimes we are not in the
Okay.
city, sometimes we are somewhere, so it will be easy to just give me a direct call on my number. Great.
Sure, just send that to me and a
Yeah,
message, so.
sure. And then take care of yourself and take care of your dog too, and we will keep in
Thank
touch.
you.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.